help you that James Starks is getting some, you know, getting in there and helping you out and getting some of those carries? How much does that help you?
It helps out a lot because, I get to rest on the side for a little while and, you know, we spare each other and the run game doesn't miss a beat.
It's almost like he had 4 weeks off, so he came in there with an extra spur. You saw that, right?
Yeah, he was moving fast. He watched the tape today. I was like, dang. So, you know, we looking forward to future games.
How much do you feel like you've gained momentum each successive week? San Fran wasn't great, but each week from then on, does it feel like it's getting better and better and easier and easier?
I wouldn't say easier and easier, but it's definitely getting better. From starting up front with the offensive line to the running backs, we're just going with a mindset and we're, hitting the ground running and we're doing pretty good.
Talk about your offensive line, how they've been doing well for you. I mean, I think we can run through some of those holes they're open.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, man. They're getting their aiming points and, they have low pads and getting under the defensive players' pads and pushing them back and, allowing for us to have big holes.
And for a running back, is you have to get kind of a feel on what each guy and what they like to do and their tendencies for you to be patient and get that hole?
At times you do, but most of the time it's just in a run scheme.
You're number three in the NFL in rushing. Could you have even anticipated that kind of success?
Not really, but it's a pretty cool stat, I guess.
What have you learned? If you could go back and talk to yourself before the opener, what have you learned that's helped you out?
Just be patient. Don't think too much and let the game come to you. I think the first game, I was too nervous. I was trying to do too much. I was thinking too much. And, I was very uncomfortable. But since then, I got a lot more comfortable and things started slowing down. So that'll be it.
Is it amazing the way this team has played with so many injuries that have hit this team, the way you guys keep winning?
It is. But, it's a next man up mentality. You never know who's going to get injured, how long they'll be out. So, whenever it's your turn, you have to step up and play.
You had Alabama and Auburn. Have you heard about Bears Packers, the oldest rivalry in the NFL, and what have you heard about it?
Actually, when we was in meetings today, my coach said treat this game like Alabama and Auburn. So I guess it's pretty serious. But, I just go out and continue to play the game the way I've been playing it.
For running back. You've been a confident guy. How much confidence have you brought to Coach McCarthy to call run plays time and time again? Over 50% runs last week, and that's a rarity with Coach McCarthy.
I mean, due to injuries, we're running the ball a lot more, but it's just the success we've been having, starting with the offensive line and Starks and I, because Starks just came back. So, as long as we can continue to run the ball, I think he'll call more run plays and, to make it to bring that balance in.
Even when guys are healthy, you think that he has the confidence to do that now?
I mean, I guess we're going to find out.
Your name starts to pop up for Rookie of the Year conversation. What do you think when you hear that?
I think it's pretty cool, but, it's a long season, and that's not what I'm focusing on right now. I have to go out and produce every weekend and week out, so that's all I'm focusing on.